And welcome back to Out of the Woods. Gonna play one now from the Pine Hill Project, who I'm sure you've been hearing about here on the show. Lucy Kaplansky along with Richard Schindel as a duo. That's what they're calling themselves. For their new CD is called Tomorrow You're Going. And it's all cover tunes once again, a lot like Cry, Cry, Cry. Here's The Sweetest Thing on Out of the Woods.
Ball.
Ooh, the sweetest thing.
He won't catch me or break my fall.
Ooh, the sweetest thing.
Baby's got blue skies up ahead.
The sun, the rain, the cloud.
He likes to drive. Love's the sweetest thing.
Ooh, the sweetest.
mist and the silence. I can't stand the silence when you're out in the older woods. The vines of the ivy, they grow in every direction. The fish out in the ocean, they're following.
Dave McGraw and Mandy Fair from their CD Maritime, and one called Silence. And it sort of starts off a little bit silent, doesn't it? Boy, it gets going, though, and it gets pretty loud there. Yes. We also heard from the Pine Hill Project in there, Lucy Kaplansky and Richard Schindel, doing the old U2 song, The Sweetest Thing there. And that's from the CD Tomorrow You're Going. Well, we're going to get into a bit of a more melancholy set here that got us into the mood for that. So we're going to play one from Annie Gallup, who's always been one of my favorites now. From her CD, Little 5 Points, here's Girl in the Ruins on Out of the Woods.
She was brushing her hair in the ruins of the Colosseum. Remember that, Bernie? We were there with Alice, seeing the world. Just 3 lost souls on a journey. After Rome, we went to Paris. Saw the towers, the arches, then Amsterdam. Flowers, barges, Switzerland. Cows, cars. Then that hostel in Heidelberg where Frau Ehrlich overcharged us. But after all this time, only thing that still matters is that girl in the ruins of the Colosseum. Brushing her hair. It was long hair, she threw it all to one side, shining gold like the sun on her skin. And I looked at you, Bernie, I noticed for the first time how gray your hair had become and how thin Alice's hair was coiled up against the sweat of her neck like a poisonous snake. My own hair felt like weeds growing up of a gravel pit of a headache. But after all this time, only thing that still matters is that girl in the ruins of the Coliseum brushing her hair. Must have been 100 tourists that day, maybe 200, I don't know. A crowd strolling past with their tourist maps and their ooh, ah, oh wow. But only one of them had to be you. Stage a gladiator reenactment, cause a fracas. Alice said, just pretend you don't know. I said, hey, it's a summer of love, you jackass. But after all this time, only thing that still matters is that girl in the ruins of the Coliseum brushing her hair. It been? My God, that girl must be in her middle ages. Roman sun must rise and fall. Cats run wild through the lion's cages. Swallows stir the hemispheres. Earthquakes shake the ground. And grain by grain through the hourglass, these walls are crumbling down. But after all, the only thing is that girl brushing her hair. Thank you.
reproach on your daughter's most beautiful face made me wonder just how she could know of that something that happened between you and me so much more than a long time ago. Her mother, I can see, lives within her still, 'cause she looked at me with her eyes. Though I had only just met her right then, I feel that she peeled back my guilty disguise. Did I break the thread or did you break the thread? Well, at this point we could ask, who cares? As for the promises broken and frayed, well, it's 19 years late for repairs. The gray pewter vase held the deep red rose, one piece of coral shone white by the brass candlestick near your red velvet coat. Is everything I can recall of one night. Ooh, ooh, tell me why I remember these things after all of this time. I don't know. I must have left all those feelings inside, 'cause that year I had no courage to show. Was I the name you could never pronounce? Did I even figure at all? All of this happened before she was born. Did I shadow her young pencil marks on the wall? Still, I'm sure I was only but one of a number who darkened that door of your home and your hearth and your family and wife who'd been darkened so often before. The red leaf, it looks to the hard gray stone. To each other, they know what they mean. Somewhere their future is still yet to come, in ways that are yet as of now unforeseen.
Double-edged sword between us lay. And all those nights who came between us, who claimed to see us, so quick to say what a woman wants not what she wants. Not a woman wants what remains. A double-edged sword, a double-edged sword. And all those years tried to please her, and I tried to reason, and I did stay. And all those tears that were shed for no one left little white stones along the way. To have to choose between a rock and the hardest place in your heart, a double-edged sword. Double-edged sword. And all those knights who were soft and gentle and sentimental until they stray. Until those fears demand a trial, and then the smile does betray. And who can stand, and who can give her, stand and deliver? Double-edged sword, a double-edged sword. And all those nights we lay together, a double-edged sword between us lay.
Jack Hardy for you here on Out of the Woods, going way back to his Civil Wars record and Double-Edged Sword. Preceding him, a couple of ladies who I always think of Jack when I hear them, because he was one of the ones who sort of brought them along in music. Suzanne Vega, of course, and one from her Close-Up Volume 1 Love Songs. We heard Songs in Red and Gray, and before that, brand new from Wendy Beckerman, and Angel in My Ears, the title of her new CD, and we heard You Never Know. Annie Gallup started off the set from her CD Little 5 Points and Girl in the Ruins. Well, we have another quick break to take, and we'll enter into our final hour. We will be right back after this.